Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, it's one of the great traditions for Superior Video Livestock Auction. Labor Day 2017 sale coming up the 14th and 15th of September from Superior Livestock. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be originating from the historic Fort Worth Stockyards in Fort Worth, Texas. We'll be offering 50,000 head this year on Thursday and Friday, September 14th and 15th, 8 a.m. Central Time both days. Superior Sunrise at 7:30. Before that, we'll be on the air. We'll be selling feeder steers and heifers on day one on Thursday, September 14th, and then wing calves and calves on cows on Friday, September 15th. If you'd like to preview the video of the cattle that'll be selling or to get information about when a lot may sell, call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Labor Day 2017, September 14th, 15th. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
The cattle futures finishing the week quite strong here, anywhere from 2 to 250 higher on the feeder cattle. Live cattle similar here, up $1.50 to $2. October live cattle, $1.40 higher at 107.62. That's the highest they've been in the last little bit. They've been from 105 to 106, and this is back to kind of the areas, the higher areas we've seen over the last few months. We're still below the moving average, though, and so some of the trend following tops will tell you that we're still in a downtrend. Feeder cattle today, 240 to 250 higher here, with September's the front end up 232 at 147.87. That's the highest level since the 1st of August. We're above the moving average there. Seems like some of the demand is coming for the anticipation of having a lot of wheat pasture cattle. I think that's bidding up some of the lighter or the feeder cattle markets here. Really, the last 4 months we've been steady here, and this is breaking out to the top side. So I figure that there will be some positive momentum going forward. The cash market today, it looks like there's some 105 being traded after 103 midweek, so that's another positive thing here happening. Finishing this week with the big hurricane coming out of the Atlantic and into the East Coast, a lot of things changing here, a lot of people placing their bets and hedging what they want to hedge before the weekend.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures finished the week steady. We had corn up a penny. Soybeans were the weakest contract, and the grains down about 7 cents. And then wheat futures were anywhere from a penny lower in the Kansas City to a half cent higher in the Chicago. The cotton market today was higher. We were 34 cents higher in December at 74.61. Most of the talk for the cotton futures is that this second hurricane that's going to impact the crop, the first one in Texas and this one through the southeast, starting in Florida, but primarily Georgia and the Carolinas. And what impact that'll have is most of that crop, or 45 or so percent of that crop, is opening bolls. So there could be some real serious impact there. So the cotton market's rallied about 8 cents off of its low from the middle part of August. It's gone from roughly 67 cents to 75 cents there on the December. So quite a sharp rally here. A lot of farmer selling and hedging going on at these new higher prices, which is maybe an awesome opportunity for us here in the central United States. Now, we've seen a lot of that. And then there's some talk of the final Kansas wheat quality here. It looks like protein is lower than last year, 11.6%, where the 10-year average is 12.5%, so that's pretty substantial. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.